Schön und groß, wie war noch verkauft, aber selbst.
What would be the case of Ishesish Shepoiteres Tzoroso? The Omar Lohar is a Gitech al Menashe Leitinosi Leploini. The Pligi Be'amigar is Rav Lezer Verabonon. The Rav Lezer Havaget Ve'asura Leploini. Ve'im Nises Leochi Ve'meis Poiteres Tzoroso. So what is the case of Tesis? So Tesis, I have a case if it's just ish that patters the Tzoro. What is the case if it's just ish that patters the Tzoro? A person divorces his wife al menashe leitinosi leploini, that you're not marry Reuven, and she goes and she marries Shimon, she's allowed to marry. And Shimon dies, now she falls leyibum to Reuven, she can't do yibum. Because if she makes Yibum to Reuven, she marries Reuven, so Nisbar lemafrea that the get is Nishken get. And Bemele, if the get is Nishken get, Bemele, his boy Leishasish. She was married to Ploini, she was married. And he gave her a get of Menashe Leitinosi Leploini. But you will not marry Shimon and Reuven. And now, so she's not allowed to marry Reuven, she's allowed to marry the whole world, Chutzim Reuven, made it tonight. And she went and she married Shimon, and now Shimon dies. So if Reuven will do a bia, if Reuven will do a nesuim, she will be over on the tznai, and mafresh is eshesish, if the first person. But Mele, she herself is not mityabemes, and she's poiteres tzoroso. This is the case of Tesis. Now, lomazen, this Tesis is a lot of chalokim. If nobody knows all of the chalokim of Tesis. We'll start that. V'im teima litnei shes ish shepoiteres tzoroso, ki goin de omar lohar is a gitech al menashe leitinosi leploini, don't marry Reuven, the pligi be'amigarish Rab Lezer ve'rabonon, Rab Lezer have a get, Rabonon say you can't make such a get. Why you can't make such a get? It's a shiur. Ve'asur leploini. Aber Rab Lezer hold that it's a get. V'im nises leorchiv to Shimon ve'meis poiteres tzoroso. This is the case of Tesis. So we have to be madgish when we're learning this Tesis. The first adgoshe in Tesis. That is mashma from Tesis, mishuma. That is no noise in the Tesis. There's no noise in the Tesis if she herself has to be misyabim. She herself for sure cannot be misyabim. Because if you do a yibum, the meilah you pegia be'erve, she becomes a erve. If you do a yibum, she becomes a erve, you pegia an erve. So avada, you can't do a bia to her. If you do a bia to her, she was never married to my brother, and my friend, the get was never a get, and she's married to the first person. But even chalitza is mashma in tesis that she doesn't need. Mashma from Tesis that she's mufka from the parsha. The noise in Tesis is if she's poiteres tzoroso or if she's not poiteres tzoroso. This is the noise in Tesis. Litnei shes ish she poiteres tzoroso. Frek Tesis l'chur she has to pater a tzoro. Frek Tesis, why the Tana doesn't write it down? We have a chetimtze fe shes ish she poiteres tzoroso. Why the Tana didn't write down? Aber mashma that she herself is mufka in ganzen from the parsha, and she herself will not even have to have chalitza, and she herself is no neisa in teisvus. The whole neisa in teisvus is if she's poiteres tzorosa or not. For teisvus, why she's not poiteres tzorosa? This is the neisa in teisvus. We'll see by Hashem. The Hemshech HaSugi and the Rishonim, they still taste kasha not in the feud. They have taste kasha in the base. But it's the same kasha. And when the Rishonim still taste kasha, and the Ramban is mesupek, the Rashbo is mesupek, then they say, then maybe she herself is chaletza, she's bichlal nishken helve. Be'ezim, she's a normal Yavama. What if you will do a bia lemafreya be mizbara that she was never divorced, because it was a tnai when she was divorced that if she marries this Reuven lemafreya is not a gav. But now she's divorced. So Zevi will reign. She will be always divorced. If she marries Reuven, she's always divorced. But she herself be'ezim is roi leibum. So you can't do ibum, because if you do ibum is mizbara lemafreya that she's a ishasish and you're marrying a ishasish. Aber she won't eat chalitza. And Rishonim clear Kosheina Oilei. And Tesis is Mashma was no noisa on her. Well, later have to buy it out. As a noisa in Tesis, we see the Nehemshara Tesis, she's Poiteres Tzorosa or she's not Poiteres Tzorosa. But she herself is Mufka from the Parsha. Val, if you'll do a Bia, she will be a Ishasish. Bemele, she will be a Erve. So Val, if you'll do a Bia, she will be a Erve. And she'll be Mufka from the Parsha. So Bemele, she's considered now Erbe, she's considered now Mufka from the Parsha, and she's out of the Parsha. She's Mufka from the Parsha. The whole noise is if she's Poiteres Tzorosa or not. So the Achroinim, Rebel Chonon, and more, they shtele ore, smaller ore, want to boy the stasis chelek bechelek. We're only in the first chelek. In Tema Litni, Ishasish, Peteres, Tzorosa, the Pligra, Blazer, Rabbonim, the Rablazer, have a get, Vasur, the Pliny, Vimnisas, Laochi, the Mace, Peteres, Tzorosa. This is Tesis Kashe, first Chele. Frank Rebel Chonon, Tesis in Daf Tezayan says, the Gemara says that every Yavama, right, she has to do Yibum. What if the Yavama doesn't listen to us? Instead of doing Yibum, she marries a person. She goes and she marries someone. So Kiddushin Toifsim, she's a Ishasish. As Mevur in the Sugid of Tezayin, that the Zika doesn't go off. Even if she marries someone, she's a Skuka. She needs to divorce him and go back and get a Chalitza. Frek Tesis and Daf Tezayin, why? She became an Erbe for the Ishasish. And we know Erbe Le'achar Nefila, the first Tesis Tezayin of Mudalet, B'nai. Erve le'achar nefile is mafkia de ishus. We know every time erve afilu le'achar nefile is mafkia de ishus. As there we know, noso meis v'meis v'achar kach noso chayer sister. The Gemara says in Dafches the yibum is nifka. Erve le'achar nefile is mafkia de ganze zike. So Frek Teises, why when a person is mekadosh yavom al hashuk kiddushin teisim she stays the skuka? Zogt Teisus v'yeshloimar, erve seishas ish is a weak erve. And it's not mafkia zike. Because we could tell the guy, divorce her. While we could tell the guy, divorce her. And then, she could have done yibum. So b'meile, the erve is not a stirele yibum. We ask the guy, please divorce her. And b'meile, she goes back to be a yavamo. Masha'ekin achisisho, the only way she will stop to be a erve, if I will kill my wife. Because divorce my wife doesn't help. Not mechuyev to kill my wife, zakteisvus. About the divorce, you tell the person, divorce. Divorce. So b'meile, ishisish is not mafkia a erve. So Rebel Chonon frekta kasha. So why by us it's so poshut the teisvus that she herself is potul and the whole noise is if she patters the tzora or not. And teisvus goes back and forth. Be'etzim she had to patter the tzora. No. Le'idomi le'achisisho. A noise and teisvus if she patters the tzora or not. This is the noise. What is the noise if she patters the tzora or not? What is the noise if she patters, if she's a helper or not? She's not a ishasish. Tesis and Daf Tezayin said that the ishasish is not mafkia.
This is just no
ishasish. Azei frek Rebel Chonon. All the achroinim. Tesis of the Zion state, the Zion of Mudalev, the first tesis, Bnei, that the Elbe from the Ishazish is not Mafkia the Zika, because Efshel Garsha. So why by us, tesis is pushed that it's Mafkia? Shteis is handling herself. It's all domi lachrisisha, loy domi lachrisisha. But that the erve that they should see is a bad erve is a problem. That Shteis is poshut to him that yes. This is poshut to Shteis that yes. So it's two terutzim. Rebbe Elchanan answers that is choluk. There she was already a yevama, and they should see shtels. While the Ishazish shtels, it doesn't have a koyach to shtel a zike. Fakel, you could remove it and everything will stay. By us, she was a Ishazish before the Nefila. But mele, the Ishazish has a koyach to stop the Nefila. All of the svaris of Tesis and of Tezayin is only be'erve le'achar Nefila, not be'erve koydem Nefila. Maybe in Azan Nusach, in the Erve Le'achar Nefila, we tell the guy, you were wrong to marry her, so you have to divorce her. By Erve Koidim Nefila, Fakel, she's an Erve. So b'meila, the Zika doesn't start. Azei Reb Elchanan answers his kasha. So it's a Zaitike kasha, mit a Zaitike teretz. Now we're learning our Suga, the Erve Fenesha Sisus Mafkia herself, could part of the Tzorah, this is the noise of Teisves. Freg Reb Elchanan, Zaitik. Steht in the design that Ishazish Bichlal is not Mafkia. A woman that marries someone from the Shuk, she becomes a Erve, so Tesis tell him to divorce and she will stay in the Parsha. Why by us we don't say so? The answer is, dear, it's Erve Le'achar Nefila. Here it's Erve Koidem Nefila. But you could say even better from that, that's what Shmuley is saying, Be'etzem, here is no Eitzah to divorce. What you will tell the person to do? What you have told the person to do? She was married to Yaakov. Yaakov gave a get chutz from Reuven. Al menashe tinosi le Reuven. She could marry everyone chutz from Reuven. She married Shimon. Now Shimon dies, she can't marry Reuven, because if she marries Reuven, the get from Yaakov is bottom. So it's Eish Asish. So she can't marry. So b'mele she will part of the tzor. She's a Elbe. She can't marry Reuven. Why? She's a Erve, because if she marries Reuven, Yaakov only gave a get, and that's, you're not marrying Reuven. If you marry Reuven, the get is not a get, and she's a Ishazish. What do you tell me? We'll tell Yaakov to give another get. If Yaakov will give another get, so now, Chavdal and Tevis, Yaakov gave another get. So she does a Yibum. So from when she's divorced from Yaakov, only from now. The first divorce doesn't work, because the first divorce, she's over on the Tnai. If she will marry Reuven, so she was over on the Tnai. So the first divorce will not work. So the mayor, she was never married to the brother. The brother is already dead. So there's no way to fix it that she will stay a woman in the parsha. What?
Can't take off the Tnai.
No. No. The kasha was divorce. The Torah says it doesn't help the divorce. Will not help the divorce? Will not help the divorce? Will not help the divorce? So Mele Val will not help the divorce. But Mele is not a it. We'll leave this kasha and decide. Let me gain Tzurik to the Tesfus. We're holding again this Tesfus. I want to divide the kasha to Apor Apor Chalokim. We're holding in Chelik Aleph. V'im Toymar Litnei Shesish Apeter Tzoroso. What is the Chetimtza? Is a Tnai. Yaakov divorces his wife. Al Benaz that she will not marry Reuven. She marries Shimon. Now she falls if may Reuven to Yibum, she can't do Yibum, because if she marries Reuven, it's Mizbar that the get is Nishkin get, and she's Eishes Ish of Yaakov. Azeifrek Tesis. Now, Tesis being down that it's a Machlekes in the Gemara and Gittin. Rabbon and the Rab Lezer. If you see the Mishnah and Gittin, the way Tesis brings it down, this Manda Omar, is two ways to divorce. There's one way to divorce Chutz. Yaakov gives a get. She divorced to the whole world, chutz from Reuven. And as another case, Tesis didn't mention chutz. You divorced to the whole world, al menas shelaitinosi le Reuven. Tesis is handling the case of al menas, not the case of chutz. Tesis is going like the Gemara there, that bechutz kula alma le pligi, that it doesn't work. But The machlekes is Baal Menas. It's two men the Omrim in the Gemara. One man the Omar holds Bechutz Kula Amelie Pligi that it doesn't work. And as a man the Omar that Bechutz also Pligi. Now, what is the difference I want to explain from Chutz to Al Menas? So we get to the whole Avona and Teisvus. When a person divorces his wife, she says, you divorced to the whole world, Chutz from Reuven. So what is the pshat? She's divorced to everyone, Chutz from Reuven. Now, I want to ask, this lady decides, she's marrying Reuven. So she fights the whole world and she marries Reuven. What happens? What? She deserves kovas, she's a bad person. Okay. So she leaves Reuven, I'm sorry. Now she wants to go to Shimon. She could go to Shimon, yes? She was divorced to the whole world. Chutz from Reuven. The get is a get. Legabi the whole world, she's divorced. Legabi Reuven, she's not divorced. So Reuven, she can't marry. Everyone else, she can marry. She married Reuven first. Nish b'seida. Ba. Chutz, nish al menas. Chutz. She's divorced to the whole world. Chutz from Reuven. Baal menas, she's divorced to the whole world, including Reuven. She's divorced. Just he made a t'nai. He could make a t'nai. If it rains, you're not divorced. If you marry Reuven, I never gave you a get. So if she goes and she marries Reuven, she's not divorced to no one. This is the difference, chutz and almenas. Chutz, the pshat, the get is chal klapei the whole world, chutz from the ploini. Masha'in ken ba'al menas, it's chal even klapei the ploini. The nafkimin is, b'chutz if she marries that ploini, she has aveire, but the get stays legabe everyone else. Masha'in ken ba'al menas, the get be'etzem is a get legabe everyone, done as a t'nai. Zek teisus in gittin, and listen very carefully, there's a lot of lumdus in it. If you say, you divorce legabe the whole world, chutz mi Reuven. And she marries Shimon. And Shimon dies, she's allowed to marry Reuven. She's allowed to marry Reuven. Again, the first chalik we said, if a person is chutz miRuven and she married Reuven, so chutz is nish beseder, but the marriage is muta to Shimon, she was only also to Reuven. But Benaz, the whole get was nisbata, she was over al atnai. Now she said, chutz miRuven, and she marries Shimon. And Shimon dies, she's allowed to marry Reuven. Why? Zok Teisves, when she said Chutz mi Reuven, so Legabi the whole world she's divorced. So now she goes to Shimon. Shimon is available. Legabi Shimon, she's okay. So she married Shimon. Kedas v'kedin. She's married to Shimon. She can't have something hanging. So finish. The whole issue now is by Shimon. She's not a Ishus Ish anymore. So, batel ha'ishus shel Yaakov. The first ishus is batel. Now she wants, she can marry Reuven. Because the Rambam explains it more. She became a erve, say she's ish. The erve. Vash is the erve of Shimon. The erve is mafkia the ishus of Yaakov. Masha'en ken ba'al menas. It will never stop. Why? Even if she marries Shimon, she was divorced to everyone. This is a t'nai. If tomorrow it will rain, it's not a get. So Tesis there explains why he was not Maimi his Shaila and Chutz. Why is Maimi the Shaila Baal Menas? Because if it had been a case of Chutz, Bemele, then I don't want to speak about the case of Chutz. Because if she says Chutz from Reuven, so if she marries Shimon, Reuven could do Yibum. Because Nisroik no le Shimon, Valigabi Shimon was a full divorce. You're right, there was no divorce Legabi Reuven. But after she married Shimon, she could take Reuven. So Tesis, I'm talking in a case of Almenas. Meaning to say, the get is a get Legabi the whole world. She's divorced to everyone. I'm making it tonight. If you marry Reuven, if it's raining tomorrow, so the man, you're not divorced. So even if you marry Shimon, but if in the end you marry Reuven, you're not divorced. Now this is a machlekes in the Gemara and Gittin. If you want man the Omar, if machlekes Rabbonon and Rab Lezer, if you make a get al menas, if it works or not. The reason it will work, why not? As if you tell someone you divorce if it will rain, and if it doesn't rain, you're not divorced. It doesn't work. She's a gide gabei. It looks like a chutz. Val, divorce means no shaykh is the husband and wife. And here I'm not letting you to marry someone. So the divorce doesn't work. So b'meile, this is the reason Tesis was waiting to ask this kasha daf yud. B'etzem it's a kasha that is negata daf beis. All the rishonim are in daf beis. Why is only 15 noshim and 16 noshim? Balas atnai?
Aber you could tell me, who said that such a tnai helps? It's not machleik, it's Rab Lezer and Rabbanon. Beplukte loy kamayri? Aber now that we said, beplukte kamayri, and the iktani, remele, the kash is in the feud. Weil beplukte kamayri, und the iktani, remele, teise stelz the kash here. The rishonim taki were going to feed the tzad and the gemara did that kule alme are masking that the tnai helps. As they bring down the pashtas on Mishnah there. The lekula alma that nai helps. But maybe the Rishonim stole the kasha in that base. But that's the same kasha be'etzem. So this is Tesis's kasha. So Tesis's kasha is mashkachas lo balas atnai, that a person divorced his wife with a tnai, al menashe letinosi l'ruven, and she married Shimon, and now Shimon dies. She herself is poshut to Tesis that she's out, because if she will do a bia, is nizbar lemafreya that she's a ishasish. Now she's not a Ishasish. She's not even a Ishasish on Reuven. It's only a Tznai. It's a Milzah Risa. We'll see the Rishonim handling it. It's a Tznai. She's divorced completely. It's not a Chutz. It's a Tznai. She's divorced even to Reuven. But if she will marry Reuven, she will become a Ishasish. So maybe she herself cannot do Yibum. Frek Tesis that it will patter the Tzorah. This is Tesis' Kasha. This is Shlav Aleph in Tesis. Zog Tesis in Shlav Beis. Before Tesis is busy to answer this, Tesis is coming with a kasha and the kasha. How I could ask such a kasha? That mashkachas lo anozo isho, balas atnai. That Yaakov divorced to Abinash letinosi l'ruven, and she went to marry the brother Shimon, and now Shimon is dead. So b'meile, now she can do yibum to Reuven, and b'meile she patters the tzoro. Zog Tesis, I have a new problem. No one spoke about it in Shas, but I'm bringing it up, Zog Tesis. She was not allowed to marry Shimon. She was not allowed to marry Shimon. How I'm saying that she went and married Shimon? She's not allowed to marry Shimon. Why she's not allowed to marry Shimon? So Tesis, I'm just madgish, why is the Arichas here in Tesis? Tesis wants the Mechadesh that is the Issur to marry Shimon. What is the Issur to marry Shimon? What is the Issur to marry Shimon? So Tesis, you know why you're not allowed to marry Shimon? If she will marry Shimon, and then Shimon will have kids, and Shimon will die, and she will marry Reuven, so b'meile lemafreya the get was not a get, so Shimon kids are mamzei, so zechshash mamzei. So she's not allowed to make an Isur de Rabbonon to marry Shimon mitzad chashash mamzei. Well, she's not allowed to marry no one. She's not allowed to marry no one because we choishesh that she will not know or she will forget. And when the husband that she will marry, Shimon or everyone else, she will go and marry Reuven. And while she will go to marry Reuven, nimtzo baneo mamzeirim. Who said that Sido Azazach? It's something similar in the Gemara and Gittin. The Gemara said, Aret megureshes al menashe lo itiboali leploini. I'm divorcing you al menashe lo itiboali leploini. Don't do a bia with ploini. She's not allowed to marry someone else. Why? Shemo iye lo ibonim. And he will die. And then she will be nival leploini. So the same thing here, he told her, Al-Menashe lo itinosi l'ruven, as the Zelbezach, she can marry someone else, because maybe tomorrow, when that person will die, she will marry Reuven. This is the words of Tesis. Sounds very simple. Sounds too simple. But I love the Tesis inside, and there's a lot of bayot bepshat. ואף על גב דאסור לכל אודם אפילו לרב לזר מדי רבונון עד שיום הוא סמגר אשוי הפלויני וחיישינן שם אותי נוס אלוהי לאחר שתסעל מנו תסגרש מזה ונמצו בונאו ממזרים כדי חיישינן בהמגרש and something similar על מנת שלא יתיבוע לי לפלויני שם אותי בוע אלוהי אחר שתסעל מנו אחר שתסגרש. Stop here. Second חלק of Tesis. So again, so Tesis is asking a kasha on himself, and he answers the Einachinami, she's not allowed to, but if she did it, so you could have a chetimtze of tzoras eishes ish, if she was over on the Yisru, if she did it. So what is Tesis Kasha? What is Tesis Kasha? What is Tesis Kasha? Tesis is asking, she's not allowed to marry no one. Why? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, if you divorce a lady, al menashele tiboli leploini, she can't marry no one else till her husband dies. Because if she will marry someone else, and then that guy will die, and then she will go and marry that person, abinizbarer, that Lemafreya was not a get, and Boneo Mamzeirim. So here also, she can't marry. So what is the similar? There he told her the words, Amenash lo tiboali leploini. Here he said, Amenash lo tinosi leploini. I could have thought that there's a difference. But when him say, Shalitiboali, maybe the guy will be my answer. I hear, Amenash lo tinosi, it's up to her. Tesis is medame. That she's not allowed to do it because maybe tomorrow she will cause herself a problem. Klo? So I want to ask you, Apol Shailas. I will ask you the first Shaila. What is the Chashash? It's a modern Zach. What is the Chashash? Yaakov divorced her. Listen good. Almenas Sheloiti Boali. I'm sorry. Almenas Sheloiti Nosi Leruven. Say it. So Zaktaisves, she married Shimon, now she dies, the problem. Zaktaisves, how she married Shimon? Zaktaisves, how she married Shimon? Why? She's not allowed to marry Shimon till Yaakov dies, because if she marries Shimon, and she will have kids, she will marry Shimon and she will have kids, and then Shimon will die, and she will go to marry Reuven. If she will marry Reuven, Salem Afreya, she was not married to Shimon because she's Eishes Ish. So b'meile the kids are Mamzeirim. So there's a chashash that the kids will become Mamzeirim. Frag the world, as bad some tesis and gittin, it could never happen. If she goes to marry Reuven, how she will marry Reuven? She goes over to Reuven and she tells Reuven what? She goes over to Reuven and what she tells Reuven? I want to marry you. No? So we tell Reuven, try, no? Try to marry her. Try, no? What he does? How you try to marry someone? Take a ring. What do you tell her? Arad mekudeshes li betabazu. In that minute that she's mekadesher, lemafreya, she was never divorced from Yaakov. She's Eishes Ish. So the kiddushin is not chal, right? So there's no way to marry Reuven. Al menashe lo tibo ali, in the case of the Gemara, she goes over to Reuven. She will do a beer with Reuven. Ois! Lemafreya, she was never divorced. Shimon Mamzerim, everything is good. Aber al menashe lo tinosi le Reuven, zaktesis, it will never happen. It will never happen. It will never happen, zaktesis. Why? She's trying to marry Shimon Reuven, and when she puts the ring, in the minute that she, if it's chal, it's not chal. Reb Shimon says, he stated the yesoid, a chalosh that is chal, if it's chal, it's not chal, it's not chal. So it's not if shad, it's a nesuim. So man, it's not called it was a nesuim. Val, if the nesuim will be chal, will not be a nesuim, so it's not a nesuim. Don't say it's chal for a second and it breaks the whole system. Val, if the nesuim will be chal, it's not a nesuim, so it's not a nesuim. So b'meila, there's no way to cancel the nesuim. What? Also, but it's not chal. Yeah, but he can't. She's a shesish of Yaakov. Kiddushin are not chal. No, al menashe lo tibo. It's a nesuim. No. It can be chal. So the only echetim So the only echetimtza that it could be, if will happen, echetimtza hazeh. Yaakov. So we have to be choishesh that Yaakov divorced to al menashe lo tinosi le Reuven, and she's going to marry Shimon. Why she's not allowed to marry Shimon? Because maybe Shimon will die, and then Yaakov will die. And now she will feel free. Everyone is dead, right? So she will marry Reuven. She thinks everything is good. While she marries Reuven, she's allowed to marry Reuven now. Now the Kiddushin of Reuven Archal, listen carefully. But the Tznai of the Gerushin is Botel. So the time that Shimon married, she was a Ishazish. Now she's allowed to marry Reuven. Because she's not a Ishazish anymore. So the Kiddushin Archal. But he made a Tznai in his get that if one day you will marry Reuven, I'm not giving a get. Now if it will rain, so the Mele, Yaakov was married to her. He divorced her. Menashe Tinosi Reuven. She marries Shimon for a week. She has a kid and she divorces him. Now Yaakov is dead. Shimon is dead. Everyone is dead. She goes, she marries Reuven. So Nisbar that the first get was not a get.
She married
Kain? What?
She married Kain?
Well, yeah. She's a Zayna, but chutz in that, yes. She's a Ishazish, Zayna, I'm al psulim. So you're busy with it. That's what I'm saying, that the get is not chal. That's what I'm saying. That the get is not chal. Maybe the kid is a mamza. So it's a vayta chashash. It's not stam a chashash. Maybe Shimon will divorce her and she will marry someone else. Maybe Shimon will divorce her and Yaakov will die and she will marry someone else. This is the chiddush of Tesis. Was Pasha the Tesis? What? Very good. It's a very. I'll tell you. The Ritva and Gittin says that Al Menashe Tinosa means that you will try to be Nisa. But in Tesis and Gittin state clone. Nishta the Tesis says, Avadei le'oilom le'mashkachas le'shiyavor alatnai b'le'tinosa Elohim ken me'isor rishon. And this is be'etzem. I want this to be madgish. Yeruchim, a minute. In a second, we're getting there. So Tesis here is Be'etzem, just another step on the Gemara there. So again, we have to go Seder Advarim. Seder Advarim and Tesis, Shlav Aleph, Tesis Asa Kasha Vim Toima, Mashkachas Lo Bebalas Atnai, Al Menashe Letinosi LeRuven, and she married Shimon, and Shimon is dead now, and she falls LeRuven. Val, if she will marry Reuven, the whole thing is Botel, and Bemelech is Eishasish. The male is Eishasish, the male is Tesis. Frek Tesis in the second chelik of Tesis. That Behemes, my pshad is a little bit schwach, because it's a Isu the Rabbanon to marry Shimon. Azevi in the Gemara Dir is a Isu. Azevi in the Gemara Dir is a Isu. What is the Isu in the Gemara Dir? Because maybe he will divorce her. And then she will marry. Also here is a chashash. Maybe he will divorce her. And then she will marry someone else. The zelbe chashash. The zelbe chashash. Now, Tesis adds one more line. Why the Gemara Dir says, maybe Shimon will divorce, and then she will do a biyah to someone else. Why the Gemara doesn't say maybe she will do a bia when she's married to Shimon? Why the Gemara doesn't say that the chashash is maybe she will do a bia when Shimon is divorcing her? She will do a bia, and lemafrea she was not divorced, and the kids are mamzerim. Why are we not chayshe she will do it under Shimon? The Teretz under Shimon pastish. Under Shimon Pasnish is Eishasish. Under Shimon Pasnish is Eishasish. The same thing here. Under Shimon is no tzad that she will do Kiddushin to someone else. The whole chash is, when Shimon will die, when Shimon will divorce her, then is a chash that she will do it. Other when Shimon is alive, is no chash that she will do it. At Kan, the next line in Tesis. We'll read one more line. Ubeoido tachtov lekele mechash, yoisa me abba vavicho. As if she says, I'm an ashle tibali le abba vavicho, she's allowed to get married. Because we never choishes that she will marry abba vavicho. So here also is no chash that be tachtov she will do it. The chash is, when Shimon will die, she will do it. Frek de rashash, lule divre ateisves, abba bichoishes that she will do it tachtov. She will do it tachtov. Why not to do it tachas Shimon? Why not to do it tachas Shimon? Ma baya? Why she can't marry someone under Shimon? because she's married to Shimon. But she knows if she does a bia to Shimon, lemafreya, the get is not a get. She was never married to Shimon. No, no problem. What? That if she knows that later, it'll be the same problem. She doesn't think about the kids. Yerem's kids she doesn't want. She wants Yerem's kids to be mamzeir. She doesn't mind. No. She doesn't. We want to save the kids. She's not choshish of Yerem's kids. Again. What Taisa says, that is no chash that she will do it tachto. It's only a chash she will do it later. It's only a chash she will do it later. So what we'll say? Sinishein, you're right, Einach and Amir, but Sinishein, when she's under a person, she doesn't go to someone else. Zog the Rashash, this is Dolphin, Sinishein. But by us, she could chab kiddushin from someone else in the same time. Under Shimon, she could mekabel kiddushin from someone else. Because if she's mekabel kiddushin, lemafreya, she's never married to Shimon, and bemele the kiddushin atayfas. Because she was never married to Shimon. No, he's dead already, he said. Anyway, he's dead. We killed him already. He's dead. And if she does Kiddushin, she was never married to Shimon. Azay Frank de Rashash. So let me say him again. The London tied to the Episalomdus. The London tied to the Episalomdus. Ah, but the Tanya Azay. Again. Taisis came with a Taina that is the Isur de Rabbonon. As a isur de rabbonon to Shimon to marry her, Abba Zaktai says the iktoni. As a isur de rabbonon for Shimon to marry her. Why? Because maybe Shimon will divorce, Shimon will die, and then she will marry Reuven. V'nimtzo boneo mamzeri. V'nimtzo boneo mamzeri. The male is the isur to marry Shimon. To build that, Taisa says, "Ido as a gemora al menash letiboli leploini is the isur to marry." So, Mele Taisa sakashe. So, what I'm saying, mashkachas lo, it's not right that Shimon married her. So, Taisa, even that it's not right about the iktoni, the iktoni, the iktoni. So we asked one kasha. We explained it has to be that Yaakov is already is dead. If Yaakov is not dead, there's no way bichlal to start the whole sugya. So the case of Taisus Avada, the chashash will be Dilma Yaakov will die, and then Bechai Gavne will be a problem. Then Bechai Gavne will be a problem. So Taisus says, but Techadvorim said, why I spoke out that the chashash, that it will happen only after Shimon will divorce her, why I was not choishesh for the time that Shimon is there, I'm not choishesh for the time that Shimon is there, the reason I'm not choishes for the time that Shimon is there is because when Shimon is around, she's not allowed to do bia. When Shimon is around, she's not allowed to do bia. So Mele, I'm not choishes for the time that Shimon is there. So we said, not so close. Why? Nishta zeishay. By us, Avada is no chash. By us, you don't have to say that the chash is that it will happen later when Shimon will divorce her, when Shimon will die. L'chure, even b'chaye Shimon, she could make a kiddushi. Why? Well, if she makes an esuim, it's misbar that the get is not a get, so she was never married to Shimon. So l'chure, the chash doesn't have to be that she will do it after Shimon divorces her. Even b'chaye Shimon, if she will do a kiddushin, everything will be nifka. So the Taisus Golnish says, no, Bechaye Shimon, she can't do a Kiddushin, she's a Eishes Ish. She's married to Shimon. You're right that if she will do a Kiddushin, at the Benifka, she can't start to do it. It doesn't start, says the Taisus Golnish. How she will start? No, it's not a Vasachas. It doesn't start. She's married to Shimon, Eishes Ish and Kiddushin Taisim. So she can't make a Kiddushin. The Mele, only after the divorce, listen, I said it first, Tzad, and I'm saying the Cheshbon. Zog the Taisus Golnish, there's no way b'chai Shimon to teifes Kiddushin. Only when Shimon divorces her, then he could do Kiddushin. But b'chai Shimon, she cannot do Kiddushin. Why? Because she's a Eishes Ish. She's a Eishes Ish. Lat. First pshat. Again. She's married to Yaakov. Yaakov divorced to Almanash Letinosi Leruven. She went and she married Shimon. Taisa says the whole problem is if Shimon is dead, maybe Reuven will take her. Although when Shimon is around, when Shimon is married her, Reuven cannot take her. Frek the Rashash, why not? That's if you look in the Rashash, he asks this kasha direct. He skips the first part of the Bia. The Bia understood Zipasnish. Frek the Rashash, why Tesis has to say that by us? It's later. Even Bechaye Shimon is Rashash. Even Bechaye Shimon is Rashash. Because if you do Kiddushin, she was never married to Shimon. So Bemele, the Kiddushin at Taifas. Zog the Tesis Gomish, but it doesn't start. Why? Faket, zog the. Why Taisa speaks like Achav Misa? No, he says, dear, it's like that. It's only a marshal. It's only a marshal. Yerucham, you want? I will answer. I will answer Yerucham Shail. I will answer Yerucham Shail. I didn't want to answer it, but I will answer it. Now listen carefully. No. It's a big deal. I didn't want to make it hard, but if the Olam are shtelling good, but I'm shtelling business off. Be'etzem, this thesis is divided, I said, to five chalokim in the kasha. Listen good. Five chalokim in the kasha. We divide, said, three chalokim. Vim toima, I call it like this. From the word vim toima, litne shesisha peteret soroso, כגוין דאמר לה, הרי זה גית הרמנה שלו, תינוסי לפלויני, לפליגי בהמגר של רבלזר ורבונו, ורבלזר רבי גט ואסורו, ועם ניסס לאוכי ופטורו, פויטר את סורוסו. I made a stop. This is Tesis Kasha. Make a dot. Before the word, ואף על גב is a dot. One חיילה. זוג תספס, ואף על גב, דאסורו לכל אודום, how she married Shimon, as a Yisro de Rabbonon, and Tesis builds up that as a Yisro de Rabbonon, כדי אמרינן בהמגרש. חיישין השם התינוסה לאחר שתסען מנו תסגרש כדי חיישין בה מגרש על מנה שלא תיבוא לי לפלויני שם התיבוא לי אחר שתסען ואחר שתסגרש on no the dot so they say as a kasha why I said as a chshash so chayisu the rabbon to get married so what is the whole chshash and they says the Why it is as to add this line, Ube'oido tachtov leke lemecha shioisra me'aba v'avicho. What we learn in Gitti now? Take out that line, Frank de Welt. Dovi, take out this line. Take out this line. Take out this line. Ube'oido tachtov leke lemecha shioisra me'aba v'avicho. Why you need this line? You told me, you asked me a kasha, ish is ish peter et soroso. Afal gav de asuro. Mikol mokim levi, dektoni namidi. Kosher, the lid dinami leach. What is nefkemina now that Taisus says that the whole gemara deer is only leach al misa? Zog the Taisus gomish. Zog the Taisus gomish. That Taisus has a problem. The whole Taisus kasha is lechure. Here is no tzad that b'chaye shimen you could make an esuim, because she's a ishasish. Val b'chaye shimen she's a ishasish. So b'meila you can't make an esuim. So Tesis, there also the chash is only la'achar misa. Mikol mekoyim, these are the first two halakim of Tesis. We don't say. You can't ask why we don't say. It's not mistabeh to say. If someone says it, we have to understand that. We don't say, maybe we'll say Gita Ve'er Gerach. There's no echadim to make Nesuim here. That's the glad guy. So Mikol Mekoyim, this is Tesis is Kash. So I want to be Madgish. I want to be Madgish. We said two parts of Tesis. One part Tesis is asking a kasha, litni eishes ish shepeteres tzoroso. What is the case? Yaakov divorces his wife, chutz al menashe leitinosi leRuven. She marries Shimon. Shimon is dead. Now she can't marry Reuven, because if she marries Reuven, it's nizbar that she's a ishasish, and Tesis wants her to part of the Torah. Zog Tesis in the second chelek, oh, there is a isu de Rabbanon for Shimon to marry her. So what is my whole kasha? Kolzman Yaakov is alive. Shimon is not allowed to marry her. So what is my kasha shemashkachas lo? Zora say shesish, ari loy mashkachas lo. Because Shimon is not allowed to marry her. Zoktei says, about the yi. Levi, the ktoni the yi, that ovar venoso. So we're speaking that Shimon made a aveira, and he was over in a Yisur de Rabbon, and he married her, and now we have a shaila, if she patters the tzora or not. So someone asked me today a very nice shaila. A very nice shaila. If it's a nice shaila, maybe someone will have a good teretz. Boch has the good shaila. Why Shimon has a aveira to marry her? What could happen? Tell me what could happen. What could be the problem of Shimon to marry her? Yaakov made a tnai al menas sheloi tinosi leruven. Shimon, the whole world is not allowed to marry her, I agree. Why? If they will marry her, then they will die, maybe Reuven will chop her. But why Shimon is not allowed to marry her? What? Maybe Shimon will have kids, and what will happen? And Shimon will die. If Shimon will die, she knows she's also to marry the brother. Eishesach. Hazei Abba ve'avicho. She knows she's not allowed to marry the brother. Listen to what I'm asking. What? Again. Al menashe lo tinosi le'abo. She's allowed to marry someone else? Yes. Because we're not choishesh that tomorrow she'll be over her eyes. So, if she said al menashe lo tinosi le'ruven, why she can't marry Shimon? Think. Why she can't marry Shimon? What could happen? Shimon will die with kids? She knows. She's not allowed to marry Eishesach. Again. She's allowed to marry what?
Without kids.
What? Can't hear.
If he dies without kids.
The whole chash is the kids will be mamzerim. The whole chash is that the kids will be mamzerim. That's the ganze chash. If she has kids, she knows she's not allowed to marry. Mandy. She knows she's not allowed to marry. What? No, but it's Abba Velvicho, she knows. Mandy. She knows or not? She no Abba Vavicho is no chash that Yeshua do Gilei Arayis. Male, if she has kids, is no chash that Yeshua do Gilei Arayis. If she doesn't have kids, making up leplugs, maybe also. Tesis is making up a Yisur de Rabbonon Mechet Tesis. The Abba Vavicho, they didn't say it. The Abba Vavicho, they didn't say it. So we see an Evi Erve. And Evi Erve, she's allowed to marry the Erves. That's Pashta Zay. There's no mamzei. There's no mafkimin of them. No chash the mamzei. It's no chash biasis. It's no chash. If she doesn't have kids, so that even if she will do yibum, the Chazal never made a gzeira. It's no gzeira on mamzei. Chutz me Abba ve'avicho shtei that is no isur because she knows she will not marry them. Brother is also Elvin. It's a brother. Shh. Why am I madgish it? If Tesis here would not try to build up as a chashash, you read the Tesis quickly. Islam, Tesis speaking out. Shh, no. Abba Tesis here is trying to boyois a Isur de Rabbanon. Tesis is trying to boyois a Isur de Rabbanon and to ask himself a kasha. And we said it's bichlal nishta zei poshet le'achar misa koydim misa de rashash. We're asking the first guy has to die. Here the chshoshes are so white. First guy has to die. Has to be le'achar misa le'achar gerushin. So much white. Who told Tesis take? Maybe take is no gzeira. Maybe it's take no gzeira. Mechat Tesis gzeira. Think it's a shtickel ha'ore. Mamshich Tesis. So we call Mekoyim Levi the Ketoni Nami Dei. So it's a kasha. So we're holding in the kasha. So the kasha is Mashkachas lo bebalas atnai Be'almenas. Mashkachas balas atnai Be'almenas. Almenas shelo itinosi leRuven, and she married Shimon, and Shimon is dead. Mashkachas lo. Mashkachas lo. And for Tesfes. ולמען דנפקלון מאחיס איש או ניחה. So Tesna wants the answer. Why it doesn't pattern at all? She herself, Tesna says that she's potter and guns. She herself is potter and guns. But Tesna says masbir, why it doesn't pattern at all? So let me send the Tesna. ולמען דנפקלון מאחיס איש או ניחה דלוידומי. Why? Dalmenash lo itinosi shari le beznus, valmenash lo itiboali yechoy lo ili iskadesh loi, veloidomi lachis isha. What does Tesis tell us? Zog Tesis, if the tnai here. Was al menashe lo itinosi shori le besnus. If the tnai is al menashe lo itibo ali shelo itinosi shori le besnus. If Amenash Eloi Tiboali, so Bemele, you could do a Kiddushi. So what is Tesis Teretz Be'etzim? Zog Tesis, why it's Leidomi La'achis Isha? The reason it's Leidomi La'achis Isha is because it's not exactly like Achis Isha. Achis Isha, you're not allowed to marry Sai Beznus, Sai Ein Kiddushin Toivsim. And this Tnai of Eishish, what Reuven is not allowed to marry this lady, it's totally what was the Tnai. If the Tnai was Amenash Eloi Tinosi, Shori Le Beznus. If the Tnai was Amenash Eloi Tiboali, So Kiddushin HaToifas. So it's not exactly like Achis Isha. So what is Tesis Teretz? So the first shlav of the kasha, Tesis wants to shlog the kasha. Now be masbir. Tesis didn't want that in the tnai he made a tnai al menash lo iti boyali ve lo iti nosi. Because this Tesis will speak in a second. Maybe it's domi lechutz. So Tesis in the beginning wanted that the tnai will be a chatzi tnai. Other al menash lo iti boyali. Other the tnai was al menash lo iti nosi. That is a cooler to one, I'm sorry. Was it? We have time.
So now let me mount you something. Tesis didn't want. Tesis didn't want. Tesis to mind me the tnai. I'm an ashley. No. Tesis didn't want. I was speaking about a case. Tesis wanted that the tnai will be other amenasheloiti nosi, other amenasheloiti boali. So the male of Tesis, if the tnai is a chatzit tnai, so it's leidomi lachis isha. Achis isha is also sai bebiye, sai bekidushi. This lady. If the tznai is a menash letinosi, she's muto beznus. If a menash letiboali, she's muto bekidushi. Freg da ochlaner. So what if leidom ilach is isho? Ein meshivim ala hekesh. What kind of terrors is the leidom ilach is isho? Aber ein meshivim ala hekesh. אז איפה פרק דורך למר? The world פרק נוח הקשה. Tesis and the base says that neither could part of the tzohol לפי סום פשוטים. I תפסי בו קידושין לידום אלה אחרי סישו. Tesis doesn't say that. Tesis says different things לידום אלה אחרי סישו. If we say that when תפסי בו קידושין it's לידום אלה אחרי סישו. So why Tesis and neither didn't say לידתפסי בו קידושין לידום אלה אחרי סישו. So we have two hours בפשט. And the first thing he thinks, Miyad Tesis will go to the next shlav. But what if he made a tnai shloiti boali veloiti nosi? But b'shlav aleph Tesis is holding that the tnai was other shloiti boali, other shloiti nosi. One of the two tnai. And of them Tesis time is loidomi lachris isha. And here's the kasha. First, Frank da uchlaner ein meshivim ala hekesh. And the second kasha. Tesis and the base state and neither that tafsi bo kiddushin. Tesis wants if he's some rishonim to part of the tzoro, and he doesn't say leidom is lachris isha. Says because in baal ukonu for different reasons. Zog the velt a posh techilu. Tesis doesn't mean stam leidom is lachris isha. He means achris isha. The whole achris isha is here. Eishes ish only a half of her is here. Because you're allowed to marry her biznus, kiddushin toivsim. Lo yitzuyer nido, or ishes ish, kiddushin toivsim, Tesis is not asking loidomi lachris isha. Ein meshivim ala hekesh. He means the erve atzmo is not fully around. Achris isha is fully around. She's an erve and the yovon. This ishes ish is not fully around and the yovon. She's not fully around on the Yovam. She's only Chatzi on the Yovam. She's only a Chelek on the Yovam. So while she's only a Chelek on the Yovam, B'meile it's Leidom Ilachis Isho. B'meile it doesn't Nishkin. Aber Tesis Miyad says, Aber we could have a Echetimtze, Amenashe Loiti Boyali, Veloiti Nosi. So this was, you have to see, Be'ez Hashem, Ich Betak, if we could start in time, mean to be here at least 5 minutes earlier, not to think that everyone else comes late, so B'meila, we could finish in time.
Cheers, standards. I got hyper, it's not my fault.